Breakfast with Spanky, 7:30 to 9:30 on RDU 98.5 FM.
Now, you may remember, probably back in about May, we had a chat with a gentleman by the name of Anton Hayrick about investigating some sort of paranormal activity at the Jailhouse Hostel in Addington, and we've got him on the line again. Good morning, Anton.
Good morning, mate. How you going?
Good, mate. Now, let's just go back to the Jailhouse Hostel thing. Did you go back and do any sort of clean-up? Do you know how they're doing now? Is the haunting over?
Yeah, from what I can tell at Addington Prison, I think it has definitely quieted down. I think what the prison was about was the possibility that one of the entities had was maybe upset about some of his woodworking systems that had been taken away.
His woodworking systems?
Yeah, basically he was like the carpenter and he had built the foyer of all the wood, and when they renovated the place, they tore it all down. So we managed to find one piece of that had remained, and we put that on one of the external doors, and it seems to have made a difference. So not sure if it was an exact fix, but it definitely seems to have of solved something.
Right, so putting it on the door... does that sort of provide him a gateway or something to leave the building?
No, I just think it was respecting his work again, do you know what I mean? Like, I think he had maybe felt disrespected that it had just been ripped down after all, hours and hours of hard work of, the whole original foyer had been completely done and sanded in this amazing woodwork carving stuff. And just to have it put back up and on show again, I think, was something amazing for
He
for
appreciated that. And, he's getting his, he's getting the respect he deserves, goddammit.
Absolutely.
Now, you are moving up in the world. You've since then, you've started your own company called Paranormal Investigators NZ?
Christchurch Paranormal Investigators NZ, CPINZ, that's right.
And how's everything going? Did you sort of poach all the other investigators from your previous employer and start up your own thing?
No. I managed to get a nice little newspaper article, and I put an ad out to look for new investigators, and I've put together a new and improved, amazing team, really focused on the strength of what a team of this caliber would need, and we've definitely come up with something incredibly special here in Christchurch.
So how did you interview these people? What sort of qualities were you looking for?
Basically, I guess I was looking for things like marketing experience, I was looking for investigative experience, so TI experience, things like that. There was just those kind of qualities. I was looking for someone that was really, really tech minded, and I needed someone that was IT minded, that had the website stuff down, and so we could really start looking at some different areas of how we could go, because CPINZ is a real science based team, so we want to focus on the science, really try to comprehend what could be going on before we get to the point of paranormal and is this a haunting.
Okay, and when you incorporated your company, is it anything you get a lot of flack for in the business world when you say, I am starting a paranormal investigators company? Does anybody go, come on, mate, that's not a real company?
I think you definitely, you're always going to have haters and you're always going to have lovers. And so we definitely, you get a little bit of flack and you get a little bit of stuff, credibility things. But, at the end of the day, CPINZ is out to help people that are genuinely having trouble with this. And the reality is that people are having trouble with this in our community, in our country. So, I think what it's about is it's putting a respectable spin on what's going on here and trying to find respectable facts and answers for people who are generally having these problems. And you probably remember after there was an article in the press about a month ago, after the September 4th earthquake, we had an 120% increase in phone calls and emails about paranormal activity. And that was incredibly interesting, and it was just down to people were definitely, their senses were up, little shakes we didn't experience, so it was the science behind it was just exciting and amazing.
Now looking at your fancy new website, so you've got a list of the equipment that you use in an investigation. Yep. A lot of it, granted, is pretty easy to come by. Like it's nothing that's been sort of modified. I think the most impressive is the handheld parabolic dish, of course. But does this mean anyone can hunt ghosts? Like any schmo can just grab this stuff, a laser and a video camera and things?
Definitely, I definitely think that you're right. Anyone can. I think the difference is are you looking for the science, or are you just out to look for the ghosts, I guess? A lot of the equipment that we've actually got, you know, like the KC meter, the EMF meters and things like that, they're designed to find, like, high levels of electromagnetic field that, of course, can create, you know, hallucinations, feelings being watched, touched. Same with, you know, there's a few bits and pieces on there that we haven't put on the website yet because we really wanted to get some, you know, serious details. You'll see that we've really detailed what we do with them and why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like the thermal camera, the infrasound meter, things like that. We know that infrasound, for instance, again, can vibrate your eye, your eardrums and your eyeballs, creating hallucinations, feelings of being watched, you know, hearing things. So, no, definitely, it's definitely amazing in that type of field. So,
okay, what's next for CPI, though? Any leads you're working on right now? Any particular place in Christchurch that we should stay away from?
No, definitely don't stay away from anywhere, but our next exciting place is Riccarton House, which means...
My friends are getting married there next year.
Are you?
No, not me, but my friends are. In February. Well, is there something I should tell them?
Make sure you say hello to Jane Deans, because that was her original house, and the rumours go that she continues to stay there. So we've been given the go-ahead from not only the Deans, not only the Riccarton House itself, but also from the Deans Trust. So that's real exciting.
Friendly ghost?
I think so.
And then the earthquake hasn't shaken her up and made her angry or anything?
No, they definitely had some damage to the property, but at this stage, I haven't heard of any extra claims on the place. So.
Oh, man. Okay. Good to know. Good to know.
Absolutely.
I'll be cautious.
Absolutely.
Anton, congratulations on your further business venture. I'm going to have to let you go now, but thank you for joining us this morning. And if anybody wants to find you online, where do they go?
Mate, we've just on Friday we launched our awesome new website. It's on a 2-month trial basis before we take it to the full point in February. But www.paranormalinvestigators.org.nz. We've just released an amazing little forum in there, and we want that to become basically the hub for paranormal in New Zealand. So if you've got anything to say, experiences, if you know of a place that could do with an investigation, make sure you log in there.
All right. Anton, thank you very much.
Awesome, mate.
Catch you later, man. See ya.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. There we go. There's Anton Hayrick there.
This has been a Breakfast with Spanky podcast, thanks to RDU 98.5 FM. To find out more, go to rdu.org.nz.